motherfunkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
We're at mine and our eldest are upstairs. They say doing arts and crafts. Who knows? They're quiet. We're scared.
Don't go up. Otherwise it's over.
Don't go up. Indeed.
Right, so what I want to just firstly say, because last time we spoke, I was in the, I now know the name of the hotel, the New Manor, the New Park Manor in the New Forest.
Okay.
And we didn't know what it was, did we? I had just arrived.
Yeah.
We didn't know whether it was a good or bad thing.
And
I cannot recommend highly enough. Okay, this is, let's be very, very clear. This is for people who have children, okay? I'm under no illusions that if you didn't have children, this would be a pretty frightful place to stay. So it's right tucked right in the centre of the New Forest. They're undergoing a refurb at the moment, so it's just going to get better. But when they say they're family friendly, oh my gosh. We even ended up cancelling our date night at Limewood, the really nice restaurant, because they make it so nice. So one of the really nice sort of factors is in the restaurant, which the food, by the way, was much better than the pig. Excellent food. I went to the South African owner and I said, you keep tight of those chefs.
Mm.
Don't let those chefs go. Because, of course, the next time we go, the food's going to be awful, isn't it? So you sit down, have your food, and they've got a door that just goes into a games room and a cinema room. So
nice.
they put films on at 6 and 8 for the kids.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Sure.
So you're eating dinner, and then they bring them popcorn, and, you know, and there's arcade games, table tennis, snooker table, pool, whatever. So there's that. So then dinner, they just disappear, and then they come in and might stuff themselves with a bit of pasta or a sausage and go back out again, and then they just don't want to go to bed. Great. And then in the day, you have 90 minutes free creche in a creche that they actually want to go into, really cool games and loads of enthusiastic staff. And then right on your doorstep, you've got the New Forest, so you can hire bikes, do anything like that. And then they've got the pool, which is really nice. And if your children are competent...
Indoor, outdoor.
They've got an indoor and outdoor.
Good.
We didn't use the outdoor.
Okay.
We were in the indoor, really nice, with sauna, steam, two types of steam, everything. And so you just go in and out, hold the kids, you take in turns, and you swim about three times a day, go for a walk.
That is really nice.
Do the creche, feed your face three times a day, and you've had a lovely, lovely day.
That's a really, really nice...
And they're absolutely exhausted because they've been run ragged. And yeah, you do. I mean, I can't imagine doing, you know, a really long period of time there. Dogs also welcome. So I've been recommending to quite a few of my friends. And more importantly, really affordable.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, most I find, I don't know, possibly the places we look at, that when you once you get the family room, you're looking, you know, upwards of 500. This was around 275 for a family room.
That is good.
Breakfast included and a fully cooked breakfast, anything you want, continental, you want the croissant, you want the pain au chocolat.
Very, very nice.
You want a, you know, plate of fruits, you can have it all.
Fruit platter, taste of Thames water.
That's taste of Thames water, even in the New Forest. And then just up the road, 4 minutes drive, you've got the pig. Other side, you've just got Limewood. So you've got all these, you know, and you're, I think it's, is it Brockenhurst? I never say places correctly, but a nice little village. And yeah, apparently they've got these hotels all about in Cornwall. They're all over. We met
and they're all called the same, are they?
Well, no, because I tried to look it up and they can't be. It's part of the luxuryhotels.com.
Okay.
And we saw a single dad there with his two sons. And I just thought, how do you do it, babe? And he was a gay dad. We were so happy to have him on board.
That was nice. What, did he have a partner or not?
He does have a partner, but his partner was in Australia with his very unwell mother.
With his
mother.
New lover. Oh,
with his,
new,
yeah,
sorry.
Sure.
With his mother, sure. Not lover. Yeah.
And he says he's often, because his partner's so busy, they're both Aussies, because his partner's so busy with work, he often gets left with the kids and he just checks into one of these hotels.
That's nice.
And then he was just eating the three-courser with us, drinking wine. The kids were off playing. Absolutely feral kids like mine.
Oh,
so,
great.
You know.
That is fun.
Yeah, and you just go, oh my gosh, we finally found somewhere where your kids can behave like whatever they want, yet it's of a standard.
Great. Tick, tick, tick. So, my husband is obsessed with Beyoncé's new album. Have you heard it?
Well, I have heard songs.
We've heard songs. The Jolene, in particular, I've heard on loop. There's, at the moment, the songs that get played in the car and here at home on Alexa are Matilda songs from my son, my five-year-old, he's obsessed, and Beyoncé, because my husband...
Is the whole album sort of country western?
It is. Jolene. So, I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man. Jolene, I know I'm a queen, Jolene. I'm still a Creole banshee bitch from Louisiana.
Okay.
Don't try me. parentheses. It's I really
That's
enjoy
a
it.
Message to someone.
It is. But I love the fact she's spiced up the lyrics. She's made them more sort of modern. I'll play it to you once we're off air. But I have to say, Shelley, it's a fun album and she looks great. And
it does actually remind me of a version I wrote.
Oh yes, do remind us again.
Some years ago. For our new listeners out there. It was a while ago. It was when Jen, what's her full name? Because I just call her Jen.
You can't just call her Yen. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston was dating Brad Pitt. So we're going back quite a while.
A few decades
and,
now.
And when the other woman, who happened to be Angelina Jolie at the time, sort of stole him away from her, I then wrote a song for Jen. And if I can remember, it goes something like this. Forgive me if I falter. My eyes are not as green as yours. My lips weigh 10 pounds less than yours. My boobs and ass don't come from Harley Street. You have children, I have none. In fact, you got one from every continent. Why'd you have to be a greedy bitch? Jolie, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
A triumph then, a triumph now, never, never, never ages. So apparently Glasgow, Manchester, then the East Midlands airports are the top airports in the UK to sell Prosecco and pints before 6 a.m.
Pints of Prosecco?
No,
just to be clear.
Pints of beer.
Okay.
And glasses of Prosecco.
Crikey, I thought you meant pints of Prosecco
no.
before 6 a.m.
No.
But even so, I know, we're a horrible, horrible group.
Can you imagine them doing
people?
This in Zurich? Or in Basel? Or in, you know, Luxembourg?
No, it's those really early flights where you get the cheap tickets and you get the cheap people who are going to the airports and wanting to drink pints at 5 a.m. Actually, lots of my friends.
Oh, would you say lots now?
No, possibly not now, but I used to be. I would have
In your 20s.
Yeah, and I definitely would have had a drink before 6 a.m. Whatever time you get me to the airport, you go straight to the bar.
Straight to the bar. But apparently Glasgow is absolutely heaving.
Oh, gosh, of course it is.
And some people now, you can buy your flights from wherever you're going and you get extra points. You get discounts at the bar, wherever. I imagine it's a Wetherspoons or whatever it is they have. But Glasgow, Manchester and then East Midlands Airport, apparently they make the most money before 6 a.m. Terrifying. We must go.
Talking of destinations and going places, top three city breakaway recommendations. Not where you'd think.
Amsterdam.
No.
Oh.
No, these are the new hotspots.
Ghent.
Not at all. Ghent was, come on, I was doing Ghent, what,
okay.
8 years
Go
ago?
Go on then.
Bordeaux.
Okay.
As a weekend break.
Seville?
It's not all about the vineyards
no,
there.
No,
they've got
okay.
loads of, you know, chic boutiques, antique shops. You've got the river, you've got the galleries. Apparently really, and of course, so if you want to do the wine tasting and they've got...
But the weather's not always beau in Bordeaux, is it?
But these are weekend breaks, you know.
Okay.
It's not really all about the weather. Dubrovnik.
Okay.
Another one, you've got the UNESCO protected walled city that you would have seen in the Games of Thrones if you watched that. Coral Beach Club, the waterfront promenades, you know, that's a lovely one. I really do want to go to Croatia. I can't believe I haven't been yet. And Dublin.
That doesn't surprise me, but that's been old hit. People have been going to Dublin for years. But yeah, listen, we went to Dublin, had a very nice time, drunk too much, missed our plane back. It was a really gay old time. Went to see a play. It's lots of fun to be had in Dublin. And the Irish are lovely.
They are.
And that really makes a difference.
And I actually, funny you should be speaking about the Irish, because yesterday, again, I went onto the website and said, applying for an Irish passport, what do I need? And there's obviously something that keeps on stopping me. And all I need is my birth certificate, my father's birth certificate, which I have, and, you know, proof of address, all the standard stuff. But the thing that bloody holds me back is getting the photo.
Of?
My face for the passport. I always look like such an old goat
that
I keep on saying...
That cannot be the reason
when I get my hair done, I need to put my hair in curlers, and then I need to get a nice photo. That's what's holding me back.
I've got a photo of you. I've got a photo of you that I can show you.
What, when I was drunk in my 20s?
No. I mean, a passport photo, but you do look about 12. But maybe it's like, you know, it could be, it's like
so
a glow up.
I was thinking, just get my hair appointment booked. But that's...
Who cares about what... Who's going to see the person at passport control? Just get it done. If you can get it done, it's your ticket to ride. It's your ticket to ride. FFS. Okay, so I went to see Mamma Mia last week. 25 years of Mamma Mia. It's a stage production. Brilliant. Let me give you some fun facts. 65 million people worldwide have seen Mamma Mia in 50 different productions in 16 different languages. Yeah? Boring, but fact. There are 33,000 rhinestones on the Super Trooper costumes, all sewn by hand. 121 bras between the principal actresses on stage last week. And 400 metres of Lycra is used to make the Super Trooper costumes. It was a really fun show. And I was actually very hungover because I was out on the 3D. And I went with my husband on Saturday, date night. Hashtag date night. I've never seen so many men in sequin jackets. I've never seen so many...
Was it very gay?
It was very gay. And the original cast, you know, the original
cast...
Who are
now holograms.
25 years.
Oh, no, the original cast.
They were there. Of the stage show, were there. So that was really nice. And they were all dressed in amazing outfits. Your doppelganger was there, Annika Rice. She looked
she looked
wonderful. She was wearing a sequin green suit jacket.
Oh, I would have loved something like that.
She
green.
Looked fabulous. It was a really, really fun night out. And you know what? I was thinking, why hasn't everyone seen this? I mean, it's a show. What I love about it is that the dialogue is minimal.
But can we see it?
It's on the stage. Yeah. Stage show production. It's been on for years. Yeah.
Oh, the Mamma Mia, yes, of course.
What are you thinking of?
No, yes, of course. I thought there was something new.
No, this has been going nothing
it's
new
just
about
the
20, it.
It's 25
year celebration. There was a shout out from your ex-boyfriend because they had a sort of introduction with a story at the beginning of how it started, how it came about. They thought it would only...
My ex-boyfriend, by the way, was in the first film.
Yeah. And Mamma Mia, the movie. And I have to say, they thought it would run for 3 months on Broadway, in London, and it now is still running, 25 years on. Anyway, he gave a shout out. Loads of people gave a shout out. Bjorn from ABBA was there. He spoke very articulately. He was very charming. And he said, I might not be here.
It's all about
ABBA. Oh my gosh,
ABBA,
he said, I might not be here in the next 25 years, but my avatar will be. And how we all laugh with him.
The money just must be rolling in from there.
Rolling. It was wonderful. It was a really, really fun show. You must go and see it. And you know what? Anyone now who comes to the UK, whether they have English or not as their first language, I will definitely recommend. It's wonderful.
Talking of dates, you're on a lovely date there, it sounds like. You know, last week I spoke of the 777.
Yeah. So remind us again.
I will. So every 7 nights a date... Mm. Every 7 weeks, God, a God. Night away. Every 7 months, a week away. It is a lot. So
it's a lot. The seven nights. Yeah, go on.
It is a lot. Yeah. So my wedding partner heard this, and then she's just gone on a full-on mission to sort of achieve the 777, and she's been putting things in my diary. I just look at my diary, and it's like date night, away for the night. And she came to me was quite furious, actually. She said, it's really hard, 777, it's a lot. And does this count as a sort of night away? You know, if we're with the kids, does this count? And I said, you don't have to do this. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every 7 nights, I'd be exhausted if I went on a date with you every 7 nights.
Exhausted.
Absolutely shattered. And who's looking after the children every seven weeks? Never mind every 7 months. We have someone who looks after our kids for a weekend once a year, and they're amazing. And it's my willing partner's willing brother and his wife. His
Do you think
wife.
They might up that to once every 7 weeks?
I would be embarrassed to ask. No, why should they?
No, yeah, they absolutely must. You know. Once a year, once every 7 weeks, I think that's absolutely fine. At least meet for...
I said once a fortnight to go on a date is really nice.
Once a fortnight's enough.
It's enough. 7 weeks goes by quickly.
Well, listen, you can't set the rules and go, oh, that's too much. How outrageous. I can't believe it. Anyway, she's put it in. It's just exhausting for me. You can't just start complaining about it. You're just the worst. The worst. So listen to this. Yesterday, I was trying to do a clear up here, and I thought, I don't need this battered old yo-yo buggy anymore. It's full of wee. One of the wheels has come off. It's just, you know... Literally, bless you, I literally folded it up, took a few photos of it, 12 minutes on eBay it was, and it went, £30, but 12 minutes. Isn't that hilarious? And someone came to collect.
30 quid is good.
Someone came to collect it that evening.
Because if they want to get the new wheels, it's 40 quid. 40 for a quid,
yeah. And I was very honest, pre-loved, much loved. Yeah, wheels fallen off. You know, I was really honest about it. Can you believe? I think buggies are the fastest selling things on eBay or anything to do with kids. Buggies, the buggy board. Yeah.
I think. Oh, my buggy board went just like
that. Yeah, it just goes. Anyway, so it really, really made me laugh. It was just covered in old wee stains. Old wee stains. It was just, I literally got an old wet wipe and just slung it down the side hook. And then I thought, actually.
So is that it now? No buggies in the house?
No buggies in the house.
Congratulations. Thank you. That really is a milestone. Yeah.
I do feel it.
No, because I feel like I'll have the buggy for a bit. Not that she ever wants to go in it, but sometimes I'm like, this is too slow.
I know. I've got to but then you in. Replace the buggy with a scooter, and then that scooter goes to a bike, and then bikes, you know what I mean? So you get rid of one piece of crap and you replace it with another piece of crap. Not I mean, scooters are great and whatever, but I'm just saying, don't think I've got any more space, but it's nice to go, oh.
No, I think that is just brilliant.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
I know.
I feel very dissatisfied. I feel how lovely it would have been for the family of his ex-wife to have said, I did it. It was me.
That was never going to happen.
I know, and I feel really sort of, because there's no question in my mind. I don't know about you. Do you remember where you were when, sorry, our lads are coming down the stairs?
Okay, Danny, we are recording. We're recording the podcast. Quickly, darling.
Come on. I don't know about, I remember where I was. Okay. We're going to have to pause, unless you want to take the mic.
Are you going to ask me where I was when O.J. Simpson was being followed in his
yes.
white Bronco? That was the 17th of June. Can't remember what year. But I'll tell you something about O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was the person that David Hasselhoff blamed for his lack of music career, because apparently the night that David Hasselhoff was meant to air his single... His music career, remember?
Mm. Mm.
It was the same night that the whole... this is our life.
Just need to go my glass, hang on.
Was the same night that white Bronco was being followed. Therefore, no one in America or the rest of the world watched anything else. It was a big problem. So David Hasselhoff has a huge, huge chip on his shoulder about that. He blames OJ Simpson. I don't know if it is OJ. I think it was probably, you know... his lack of dulcet tones. All done?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember.
No, you've got to go
upstairs,
up now,
upstairs, darling, please.
And we're nearly finished.
We're nearly finished. Come on, darling. Come on, quickly. The sooner you go up, the sooner we can go and have fun. I remember where I was. I was in my ex-boyfriend's mother's house in the downstairs loo. And it was on in the TV and I was just watching The Chase. And I just thought, this is just incredible. Well, obviously, he's a guilty man. There's just no question. Wow. Are they get, you know, and of course they're going to catch him because, you know, how would they not? It was the most exciting thing we'd ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
It was like a cop show. You didn't get this sort of thing in real life. So that when it went to trial and he was found not guilty because the glove didn't fit, I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was one of the first times where I realised, gosh, the system is rigged.
In America it is, yeah.
Yeah, and you just thought, oh, well, it isn't always... You can't always rely on the justice system. It's not a case of, you know, and oh my gosh, we can see today that sort of thing still playing out. Because I can't remember the ins and outs, but the glove didn't fit because obviously there was so much blood that it had shrunk the glove.
I don't know, but all
something
I know
like
is that.
That
it was ridiculously rigged. Yeah, it was all money and politicians and people involved. And it was just, it stunk to high heaven. And it was the Kardashians' father who was the lawyer. Listen, it was.
And when you see that, when you see the film, and you see the Kardashian father with the two little Kardashian
David
girls,
Schwimmer.
And then you think, oh yeah, David Schwimmer. And then you think, what those girls
turned out?
What those girls?
Maybe if it wasn't for O.J. Simpson, they wouldn't have turned out
maybe,
the way that they have.
Maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? Discuss.
Discuss.
Do you have a winner?
It's blank.
It's blank. You've had a lovely time. You're about to have loads of lovely dates.
Listen. I have no complaints at the moment. The spring is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
My health is returned. I'm in the best shape I've ever been.
You
I'm
keep telling joking. Shelley keeps telling
I am
what
joking.
Shape she's in.
Are you joking? I've been telling you that actually that's actually my dead duck.
No, please, dead duck. Let's, very annoying.
Dead duck. Put on a lot of weight over Easter, okay?
It's really annoying for you to just
go, I put on so much weight. If it, look over here.
It's really annoying to say that.
I know, I wasn't going to say it. I just put it down.
You keep telling me you're the perfect 12. All you do is tell me you're the perfect 12.
You're lying because you want to
humiliate
me.
You've said to me before. I go, what size are you? I'm a perfect 12. I got it in a text message.
Okay,
I've got it in
a text message. Show me that, OJ. Show me that. What ridiculousness. No, I'm actually someone who doesn't usually worry about my weight. I don't, but I ate so much over the Easter holidays. Didn't when you've got kids, the amount of, you know, you go on all these hunts and you just eat all the sucre,
sugar,
the chocolate,
sugar. Yeah, are you sure you mustn't? You
the chocolate every day, and then the more, because sugar's the worst drug, the more you eat, the more you want, and then the three-course breakfast, the three-course lunch, and the dinner. I can't survive, and don't think I didn't have a tipple or two.
But you and your future ex-wife are mad about your lunch times and your breakfast. You would never skip one, whereas my husband and I, we would. If we were away and we had a big old breakfast, we probably wouldn't do lunch, but then we'd do dinner, whereas you're like, right, got that one out the way, let's start stressing about the next meal.
You know, you love it. You enjoy it, but to an extent where everything revolves around food. Everything revolves around food.
But when everything revolves around food, there will come a point where you're going to...
You told me the other day, you left me a very baggy voice note at midnight to say, oh, so, Erin Dawes has eaten so much for the last 3 days. She's basically fasted, nothing but two peppermint teas all day. She's so grumpy and groggy and gone to bed. And I thought, that's just so extremist.
Yeah, she's really extreme.
But it's too much.
Yeah, I know. She knows she's extreme. But it's all about
she's
going
to faint.
Intermittent fasting. She was fasting this morning. She got really furious. Anyway, yes. Because she can't bear. We can't bear ourselves. But anyway, it's fine. I'm eating
okay,
a lot better.
Okay, so what was that? A winner or a dead duck or one of each? Both,
winner,
a bit of both.
No, winner is that, as I was saying, lots of nice things in the diary. Okay. The weather is on the turn in a good way. My health has returned.
Yeah, this is good.
I
this is
am
very good.
In the best shape I've
okay,
ever been.
Okay, that's our turning point.
And dead duck, state of the world, isn't it really? Mm. State of the world. Nothing personally to complain about.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, winner. I've actually really enjoyed my son's company in the last couple of weeks. Having not booked any camps or anything, we've been to museums, we've been to the cinema, we've been to the shops, we've been to the shops, we've been to the shops.
QT time.
We've been to, like, really nice shops, and we've been to Liberty. He loved Liberty. He loved Arquette. He loved Hamleys. But he also has been to Asda quite a few times. Have you got a thing on your car?
No.
Quickly.
No, I've got a ticket on.
You've
I
got
paid.
A ticket, fine.
Fuck
okay.
Me.
Sorry. We've been to Asda loads, we've been to Sainsbury's loads. So I've kept it real with him and I've shown him a good time. We did pottery workshops. And actually, he's been, on the whole, he's been really good company. And I've been able to say, listen, Mummy needs to take a Zoom call. Mummy's doing some admin. Mummy's doing some emails. He will sit down. Sometimes he does some hoovering. Sometimes he cleans the windows. He cleans the windows. I re-clean them. But on the whole, he's been really good company, which has been nice. Because I think, actually, this time last year, it would have been fine, but it's different. Do you know?
No, it's, yeah, you see the changes.
You see
you couldn't
changes.
Do that. You couldn't do that with the youngest.
Oh,
my
goodness me.
Hideous. Absolutely hideous.
And dead duck is the fact that next week was back to the old push and pull, pick up, drop off. And that for me is absolutely exhausting because I do every single drop off and pick up. My husband will say he does drops off my son, my youngest, at nursery twice a week. But I'm just saying it's exhausting.
Oh, no, it's
the traffic is terrible around here. It's very, very boring and it takes up a lot of my headspace.
It's a sort of like glorified or not even glorified sort of Deliveroo man, aren't you? You're just dropping off and picking up. You don't really. There's very little satisfaction in that.
No, but anyway, it's
has
been
to be
nice.
Done though.
It has to be done, and it's been nice. And it's weird that actually it's their final term. Isn't that weird? Their
I know,
last term.
Yeah. Or my son was just saying in the car to yours, just saying just one more term, and then I'm in year one. And I thought, cool, blimey.
And then
you'll start school soon, doesn't he? Oh, that's next year.
The youngest, he starts next year. Guys, we have gone on.
We always do.
But we will be back. Thank you very much for tuning in to Tune Out.
See you next week.
Ciao.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.